Okay, this man, that's all I remember. He was always
working. Never took you out and say to
them. Oh, yes, I remember we had a car that went out once a week on Sundays.
Is that usual to have a car? Was there something?
He always had a car. I remember his first one was the Model A or something. He was Ford's, you know, uh-huh. It was an open type of thing.
When you were born, was there a car?
I think they keep telling me that I went riding in that car, and I cried all the way. It was such a, I don't know what kind of one of those type of cars, you know. And then he never took a vacation. My father, you know, he worked. I don't know if he was a partner at the time anymore, but he always worked. But except for two times that I remember, and those two vacations, we went up to San Francisco.
In that car?
This was in, not the Model A, it was a later car.
The 445?
Yes. When we went to the World's Fair, that was in 39. And I think we went up also in 35. I think my grandfather was here, and they had to see him off in San Francisco or something like that. So I remember taking that real long trip up in that little car. And then we went to the World's Fair, and he took us through that year.
Mm-hmm.
And also we went to Yosemite that year. He decided to take a whole week, which is very unusual. So it was,
Your mother never complained about it, or your father never complained about it?
No, I never complained about that, you know, not being able.
How many rooms were there in your house?
We had three bedrooms, and...
How was that divided among us?
That's pretty hard, huh? In fact, there was a time when I had two uncles living with us, too. That was pretty... No, I don't really remember these.
Did your parents keep up with writing to China at all?
I think they kind of did. I know they sent money, but...
To whom?
The relatives back in China.
And for a long time? Or since when? To when?
Well, they still do. So, you know, they, but like most of my mother's relatives are here now. And but my father still has some relatives in China that he's in touch with. But I know they used to always talk about it.
Did your father join his family association?
Well, he did that also very much later.
After 45?
Yeah. Because mm-hmm. when I was young, they didn't participate in any of those kind of things. Now that they're retired, you know, they do all of those things.
I see. Mm-hmm. So before 45, wasn't he a member of the church group?
No.
Even that? So he did not belong to any kind of association?
Except for maybe for the market. Now the market may have had some kind of organization. Now I don't know if this was before 45 either. He used to take Tai Chi lessons, and that was in the market. But I'm not sure when that he started doing that. But it might have been just around 45, that period.
Did you ever go to the market?
Yeah, we used to go. It was fun.
Could you describe what it looked like?
Well, his still a market, particular market. You know, I guess they go like by doors.
Was it open? Only, did they share
his
problem?
Open. No, they didn't share. It was there's two walls, and then there's a door in the front, and you know, a great big like a garage door in the front and one in the back.
So uh-huh.
You can go right through it, and they just truck the produce in and out, and they. You know, they would pack the trucks and send it off, you know, and they stored the vegetables there, and they had these big scales. We used to like to go and weigh ourselves on them.
How long was it, the two walls, between those two walls?
As I recall, I think it could fit one big truck inside there. That was
that's the whole produce market?
Uh-huh. Well, that's the, like, their produce market was small. And when it be, when they, it used to only have one of those.
Yeah, you're talking about their store.
Yes. But when they expanded a little bit, then they had two, you know, like the bigger ones that have like 5 or 10.
Were those, were these independently owned stores joined together, one after another, something like that?
Yeah.
But stores in a shopping mall?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
I see.
But it wasn't like a stall, because they did have some people who just had stalls, you know, that wasn't enclosed. Theirs was enclosed.
I see.
Mm-hmm. And they had like a little, what do you call them? Like a mezzanine up there where they kept some of their books and things.
Mm-hmm. Was your childhood quite, peaceful, free of any disturbing incidences? Any, say, for instance, racial discrimination?
I knew there was some, you know, discrimination, but it didn't bother us that much.
You never experienced any yourself?
No. Mm-hmm. Not anything that was bad. Maybe, you know, very slight things. I don't remember, like you go shopping, they won't wait on you or something like that. You know, sometimes, you know, they would. But it wasn't anything.
In the schools, did you ever hear anyone call names or call some other Chinese names?
Not when I was little. I don't think there was. Maybe, maybe once in a while there'd be one or two that would call you like a Chinaman or something like that. But I mean, never anything that was really disturbing to me,
mm-hmm.
or that I felt. You know, but then I'm different. I don't take things that badly. I remember during the war, though, I remember wearing this, all the Chinese wore these buttons.
Saying I'm a Chinese.
Yeah, because of that time. But I think the Japanese had already been interned, and yet we still wore these buttons with a Chinese flag on it wherever we went.
What was the purpose?
To identify you as Chinese.
What would happen if you were mistaken as a Japanese?
I don't think there was any. It would have been anything, but I don't know, they just all did it.
You did it too?
They told me to wear it, so I wore it.
Your parents?
Uh-huh. Oh. They just all had this. Everyone did.
When you were growing up, did you know about any prominent Chinese families or individuals in Los Angeles?
When I was that young, I don't really know.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Did you observe while you were in your early teens what kind of jobs the Chinese people had? Or did you have any aspirations to have any career of your own?
All I knew is I wanted to go to school, you know, to go further myself. But I think, one time the teacher asked us to write down what you want to be when you grow up. I wrote down about 10 things I wanted to be. And a teacher or something like that, you know, a whole bunch of things, a bookkeeper. No, I didn't really know. These were my experiences. And so I didn't have any real big aspirations.
What did most of the girls think about at that time? The Chinese girls. What did you talk about?
Hard to remember.
There must have been popular topics. Do you think those were Chinese-specific topics or were just German teenage?
I think it was German teenage. We didn't talk, you know, I think we were more, you know, we talked about everyday things, you know, not, say, Chinese-y things or specifically, but we were all raised in very conservative homes, all our, my friends and I. We just enjoyed each other's company.
You didn't notice what kind of jobs most of the Chinese had?
Well, I knew that a lot of Chinese were doing laundry.
Mm.
And,
you actually saw them?
Because I had an uncle that had a laundry and it worked for us. Oh, we took trips to Chinatown and saw what was, you know, Chinatown, the herb shops.
The Union Street one or the, I think, China City one. The one we called the old Chinatown
uh-huh.
on Spring Street.
Yeah, I remember the the Union people. I just remember, when I was very little, my father took me there, but I don't remember a lot about it. I remember going into some herb shops and things like that.
Was that more popular, herb shops?
It must have been. Yes, I think it was.
Did most Chinese look with other Chinese at that time?
I think so. Mm-hmm. There's very few that didn't. I think maybe the much more affluent would move out.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the real affluent.
Did you stay in that neighborhood because the rent was reasonable? Or was it because it was within the Chinese? Or rather, I should say your parents. Because I assume you didn't move until much later.
Yeah, we didn't move until I was in college. And I don't really know why. I guess it was just convenient staying there. We never thought about moving. I mean, we could have used a room with all the kids in our family, but maybe when they felt they had, you know, had saved up enough money.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided to move on. I'm not be getting through here.
No, that's fine. Did you know about anybody involved in gambling? Relatives or friends?
I'm vaguely heard. No, wait a minute. I did not gamble. I vaguely heard some of this kind of talk, but I know as children we didn't. You know, you don't ask your parents about those things, you know?
That's true. Did you personally ever gamble?
No.
Yes, as a child, playing gambling games.
No, but I remember there was one family in our street that, one time there was a great big fire on the street, someone's garage burned down, and all these, what do you call those things? They were floating all over the whole street in the Kino type of things. I'm not sure.
Oh, those Kino sheets
or
whatever. Oh,
yeah.
They must have been illegal gambling.
So I just remember it was, you know, because of the fire and someone had stored all that stuff in there. It was all over. So, but I guess I wasn't a real inquisitive youngster, so I just remember some of that kind of thing.
Did you know anybody involved in politics
in
China?
No.
Going back to your childhood days, what sort of life did you have? Or, you know, what sort of games did you play? What, who was the life back then for Chinese growing up in Los Angeles?
Some relatives, not my parents, I guess they were always working or something, but some of our relatives would take us to movies, you know. I think we saw like Pinocchio or something, you know, some of those Walt Disney movies, some of those little scary ones, and we thought they were really scary.
Pinocchio?
Well, was he the one in the whale?
Yeah.
That scared us. Or the Wizard of Oz, we thought that was scary too. No, I think it's funny. But,
were there any Chinese movies available at that time? Or Chinese grand operas?
If there were, we didn't. You know, we didn't go to the grand operas.
What else did you do besides go to see horrible movies?
Well, I think since I was the oldest in the family, you know, I didn't play with my little brothers and sisters, so I played a lot by myself. You know, things like hopscotch and jacks. And I just remember I spent a lot of time doing that.
Any Chinese games at all? Oh, for instance, there's that little thing that you can.
Yeah, I know. We learned that a lot later. We did not, no one taught us those things when we were little.
How did you learn later?
I think we had an uncle that came over later and he tried to teach us some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
But we never really enjoyed it. We used to play, like, we'd go out in the middle of the street and play baseball.
This is the end of the duplicate of tape 1, side 1 of the interview with Clara Wong.